Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a new book out I think you need to pick up. It's been a rough year out there and a very emotional year, but have you been able to handle those emotions? What if you could actually master them? Mark Youngblood has written a new book called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. Well, you're quite polite with us. Dear Human is a good start to it, Mark. That's a pretty heavy topic. Why did you want to write a book like this?
Well, good morning, Anne. I really appreciate this opportunity. And emotions are central to everything that's important to people in their lives for them to have a great life. It's crucial for relationships, for success in business, and with regard to money matters. Emotions have a tremendous impact on health, and the fourth dimension is spirituality, and emotions can make it very difficult to connect with something bigger than yourself. I'm an executive coach, and the work I do with senior leaders is about how do you work with and through human beings, mm-hmm. and human beings are emotional. Mm-hmm. And so the work I do with them is the vast majority of it has to do with how well they're managing their own emotions and how aware they are of the emotions other people are having and their ability to engage with them in a way that helps them through that.
You start with the title of Dear Human. You're addressing a really wide audience with that, aren't you?
Well, it really comes down to that. You know, here's the thing. We're born with this wide palette of emotions and no user guide. We're just kind of thrown into the world with all these emotions, and the main instructions we get are which ones are okay to have and which ones are not okay. But we're really not taught how to deal with them in a really healthy way, or even what their value is. Mm-hmm. And that's what this book is about. It's like a message from on high where we finally get the user guide we needed when we were growing up.
What are some of the ways that most of us choose to handle our emotions that may be pretty negative? I know it's a long list, right?
Well, exactly. You know, we really don't like painful emotions, and we'll do almost anything to not feel those painful emotions. And, you know, unfortunately, the headlines are full of tragedy where people couldn't handle their emotions and acted out in really horrific ways toward other people. I mean, you see it everywhere. So that's drama is actually a way to avoid the real painful emotions that I call black sheep. Mm-hmm. And a black sheep emotion is like shame and fear and sadness and grief, anger. The emotions that people really find so painful they'll do almost anything to avoid it.
Yeah.
But there's also addiction, which is epidemic. We have distracting ourselves through all of the escapism from social media, from gaming, to sitting in front of a TV and vegging out. Suppressing our emotions is something in business we deal with a lot.
In fact,
I had a call just yesterday where a client had tremendous issues with teenage children acting out over the last month or so, and he was experiencing tons of stress, and he also had some of his team quit on him at work, so he was under immense stress, and his way of coping with it was to literally shut down emotionally, and it was almost like a machine, like talking to a machine. And when we suppress our emotions, it has tremendous detrimental effects on our health, on our cognitive processing. In fact, when you have an emotional reaction, you lose 10 to 15 IQ points.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
And because the brain, you change the way you're using your brain. When we're at our best, or what I call being in the penthouse of your consciousness, mm-hmm. you're accessing the prefrontal cortex, which is in your forehead. This is the pilot. This is your ability to consciously choose how you're going to be. But when you get triggered emotionally, including stress, which is a cocktail of emotions, then control shifts to the midbrain or the emotional center, the limbic system of the brain, and we start responding emotionally, and it's a foxhole or bunker mentality. It's paranoid, it's fearful based, it's reactionary. And just like when you're around someone who is falling down drunk, that is absolutely convinced they can drive their car.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh, too many times.
Well, how is it that drunk doesn't know they can't drive? It's because they're in the system of cognitive processing that's trying to evaluate the system of cognitive processing. And the same is true when we're emotionally charged. We think we're logical, but that's because the brain that is assessing the brain is the brain that's impaired.
Mm.
It's the same sort of thing.
There is a lot to us. Being humans, we're very complex, and we're very emotional beings. You do give some tips and techniques for helping that out. Now, I don't want to give away everything. People do have to buy the book to get the whole story. But what are just some simple ways that we can take that deep breath and center ourselves?
Well, that one right there is the starting point. You know, breathing helps to change your brain chemistry in a matter of seconds. And deep breaths from the belly, or what they might call yoga breathing or abdominal breathing, anytime you're starting to feel stressed or an emotional reaction, is going to help a lot. But really, there's four C's that I talk about. The first is to choose your reality. And what that means is we all invent our reality. Our thoughts are made up in our head. But most people are not choosing it. It's coming out of your autopilot or your subconscious. And so you can choose a different thought. Instead of labeling that as an attack, you might label it as a person trying to get their needs met.
Hmm.
And there's a completely different emotional response to those different interpretations. So choose your reality. The second is center into peace. That's where you were going, Anne, with breathe. This is meditation, breathing, yoga, all the exercising, well, the things that enable us to stay calm and centered throughout the day. The third is to clean up your drama.
Easier said than done.
But see, people, you know, when I bring up drama, people go, I'm not dramatic, I'm not into drama, because they're thinking of the raving drama king or queen.
Yeah.
But drama is any time we have a complaint, anytime we're criticizing, anytime we're having an emotional reaction, including stress, because the structure of drama is that there is a persecutor and you're the victim of that persecution. So it could be, like, as we started this phone call, a lawnmower was going outside the property.
Oops.
And I could have gotten really upset about that. Like, here I am in my interview and a lawnmower is going on. In that case, I would have been in a drama where the lawnmower was persecuting me. It's the villain in my story.
Uh-huh.
And so anytime there's a villain in your story, whether it's the weather, whether it's traffic, the government, the news, whether it's your spouse, your children, your health, the way you look in your clothes, you're in drama. And the second you're in drama, you're in an emotional reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn to catch the fact that you're in drama. And I have these tools in the book. One of them is called the Max the Moment Process, where you tame that reaction. You name exactly what's going on for you, and then you reframe it into a positive state. And so that's the third. And the fourth is to clear out your baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And the baggage is all the stuff we've brought forward in our history, all the resentments, all the regrets, all the hurts, that sort of thing that gets projected out into our current environment. It's like we're reliving the past. We're dragging it into the present and into the future. And so I have tools for all of that in the book. Half of the book are tools specifically designed for this. And for your listeners, one of those is free. You can download a chapter from my website on Drain the Pain. And Drain the Pain is a technique called the Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP technique, for creating an ability to communicate with your subconscious to let go of an emotional charge. And you can do it in 30 seconds to a minute. It's so fast. You just can't hardly believe how quickly you can let go of an emotional charge when you have a simple tool like that.
Oh, well, tools help us out. Well, the book is Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. We'll put the link to that free chapter up on the website as well. Mark, it was a pleasure to talk to you. And I do have to tell my listeners, we originally had scheduled this interview some time ago, and then Hurricane Irma came in. And if you want to talk about mastering your emotions, I think that put us all to the test.
It did.
Thank you so much for your time. The book is fascinating. And honestly, the review copy I have, I'm going to share with someone I know that could use it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that they're going to get the benefit. And thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.